Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we've been talking all week about listening more and talking less. And today I want to talk to you about listening as the foundation to successful collaboration. And then we're going to finish up by talking about having an open mind. But in business and in life, collaboration is critical to success. Because if you're not able to work well with other people toward a common goal, then you're going to limit your ability to get ahead in life. Now, when we talk about collaborating with other people, this happens regularly in the workplace, but it's not just the workplace we're talking about. If you're involved in outside organizations, charitable groups, schools, anything like that, that's going to require you to work effectively with other people towards that common goal. So successful collaboration really begins with listening, because a successful project is going to require the input from multiple people. And so even if you're the leader, you've got to be willing and able to listen to other people, help them disseminate their ideas, and drive those ideas towards the best possible outcome. That's really what it's all about. But the very foundation of all of that is becoming a good listener. And if you've got a huge ego and you know everything, you're probably not a very good listener. But if you really want to be a good collaborator, it's critically important to get good at the listening component of it. And the second part of this is having an open mind. You know, our biases affect our ability to effectively listen very often. So assume that you're opposed to a particular candidate, and that candidate raises an effective idea on how to help combat homelessness. Well, there's a good chance that you'll either not acknowledge that thought or that you'll dismiss it simply because you have a distaste for the messenger. And this can be true in collaboration too. If somebody has an opposing viewpoint, we tend to shut down very often. But we've got to be open-minded, and we've got to be willing to listen to their ideas. So if instead you can remove judgment and have an open mind, you'll be more apt to listen to the idea. Now, in the end, we were all given two ears and one mouth for a reason. I think we can all benefit more if we can talk less and listen more. If you know people that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher. And that way they can pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, just focus on listening with an open mind. Be open to the possibilities. Be open to what people have to say. And be open to having a successful collaboration with people that you work with or engage with outside of work.